Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I thought last year during training camp he was on an excellent pace, and I think this year he's done things in the spring and this camp so far to take that step. But, you know, I think you're right. He needs to take he needs to take one more step and become the guy that we think he can become. Yeah, I mean, I've known Eddie for a long time. You know, I think over the years he's gotten better and better and better, and where he is right now in his career. You know, you can line him up inside, you can line him up outside, you can kind of put any coverage on him that you want, and he knows kind of how to beat it and how to get open. So he's kind of a safety valve out there. So it's fun having him back on the same team.
I think we're right where we need to be. I think
guys have done a really good job of learning this system, because it's not an easy system. It's not something that you're going to pick up in 2-3 weeks. You got to put some time into this one, and guys have done a really good job on the field and off the field, because if you just do things on the field and you don't take it home with you, you're not going to learn the system, and we're going to know pretty quickly. And I think everyone in the offense right now is putting time off the field so that when they get in the building, you know, they know what to do. It's tough. It is tough. I mean, I think kids have changed a lot, you know, since whenever I came in 2006. It's a different animal, you know, these kids with their phones and, you know, all the social media, everything that they do. You know, they're telling me that they play video games now, and they have another screen where people watch them play video games. And I was like, I don't understand. They just watch you play the video game. And they're like, yeah, it's awesome. Like, I don't know anything about this. So, you know, you kind of have to get in their world a little bit and get to know them. You know, if you got to play a few video games with them while people watch them on the internet, that's what you got to do. Yeah, I mean, I think this offense is kind of based in that world of making sure you're in the right play, and some of the stuff is tempoed, so we're going a little bit quicker. Some of the stuff we're slowing things down, and we're going to make sure we get the right look. So Adam, you know, he's wide open to those things. As long as we're in the right play and we're trying to get completions, or we're getting 4+ yards on the ground, he's all for it.
Yeah, he did get a late start, and you know, I think he's done an unbelievable job of catching up, doing things asking the questions that he needs answers to, because he did miss. You know, he's not leaving anything unturned. He's making sure that whenever he comes out in the field, that he's ready just as long as the rest of us, and he's not using that missed time as an excuse either. He's making sure that he's meeting with Frank, the tight end coach, extra, asking me questions, doing stuff on the field. So he's going to be right where he needs to be.
Adam's a little bit younger than some of the guys that I've been around. That's about it. I mean, I think he does an exceptional job of communication, making sure the quarterbacks are comfortable, making sure him, Dal, and myself are all on the same page when we go on the field. You know, he doesn't want to call a play and me not know why he's calling that play. So we do a lot of dialogue of making sure, hey, we're going to call this versus this. This is going to happen versus this. It's good. It makes it so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, but I think I've always had older centers. I don't think I've ever had anybody that's been under really 10 years. And he's in his 10th just like me. So he's been around the block. You know, he knows this offense like the back of his hand. So he's kind of helping us to learn it and teaching us as we go. So he's been a guy that's been good for us to lean on.